Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
And I'm Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a beautiful Sunday night here in Central Florida with the cloudy skies and the storms going. And looks like it's a typical evening here in Florida.
It is. We've had a really, really rainy weekend here in Florida, and which is unusual because normally we have like an hour of rain a day. And it has rained on and off all weekend.
Yeah, we've been having this weather pattern pretty much all summer.
We have, which is strange for us, but
it's good. I finally got my pool fixed,
and that's a
which
good
is
thing.
Nice because I was losing an inch and a half of water, and we could not figure out how.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know how you dread what it is, so like you put off the repair because you're like, oh, this is gonna really cost a lot. And then we finally had the guy come out in scuba gear and all that. It was really kind of funny. And he discovered that it was where the waterfall comes in from the koozie, the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the gap there was losing an inch of water a day. And then where one of the pipes were, the jets,
mm-hmm.
there was a little gap. And he said that was the other
spot.
Oh,
really?
And I'm like, certainly not. And he goes, no. And so he refixed it or whatever.
That was simple.
The whole thing cost me $350.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Which, you know, y'all are probably thinking that's a lot of money, but let me tell you something.
For a pool, that's cheap.
You know, in Florida, like, okay, in the other parts of the country, pools are not as, I mean,
right.
You have them. But when I lived up north, when I grew up, we had, like, an above-the-ground pool,
mm-hmm.
which was great and it was really nice. But here, you know, they're like, part of your living area
right.
almost. Because you spend a lot of time in them, you use them a lot. And so, you know, you have cement and patios and things you have to go under. And I was like, we're thinking they're going to have to rip it up. We're going to get new piping,
yeah.
da, da, da. And it wasn't any of that.
Well,
and now it's not leaking any water. And we discovered we actually have a water overflow because with all the rain, right?
Ah.
So it's got a valve and it does never overflow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I used to wonder during the hurricanes. I remember saying, like, what's going
to
happen?
What happens to all the water, yeah.
It never, I'm like, how come the pool never overflows? Like, shouldn't it overflow at
like
some point?
Something we should
I mean, we
know.
Just had 6 inches of rain. Come on. And it never overflows. And it turns out it's got to overflow. And
really?
I
so where
yeah.
does it go? Out into the grass or something?
I don't know where it goes. I just know it's going.
You're supposed to know the scientific
stuff. I don't know.
Stuff.
You know, when we bought, I've been living where I live now for 15, 16 years,
mm-hmm.
which is the longest I've ever lived in one location in my entire
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
And when we bought the house and they showed us the pool pump, we called the pool guy out, right? And there were so many little things to turn and do.
Yeah, that's confusing.
So I'm like, wait a second. And I got remember the old like video cameras?
Yeah.
I'm out there, and I have a video, and I just found it the other day
really?
In my kitchen drawer. You know that drawer where
yeah.
you keep all that stuff? In my kitchen drawer, I found the video of how to use the pool pump. And there are times, like my husband, like sometimes like we get lightning strikes here a lot, and so like it sometimes blows up. The,
mm-hmm.
the pump, and so then we have to get it away. And it happened to the timer that's on there because we have a timer on it, so it runs a certain number of hours a day, and it hit the timer, and so he had to go do something. He got a new one. He put it on, and he turned one valve wrong, and he's like, the jacuzzi just emptied, and I don't know how to get it filled back up again. And I'm like, better call the pool guy because you don't know. You
should watch your video.
The configuration has changed so much since then. So yeah, so it's
yeah,
like,
that's out of the realm of my understanding.
I have your son actually helped him with get some fixtures and fittings because he redid some of the piping on that.
He is handy.
Yeah, Brian.
Yes.
your youngest
he
son. So see, not even the one that's licensed.
Both
to
of
do
my
that.
Sons are very handy.
Both of your sons are handy young men. That's
which is great because
which is really awesome.
My ex-husband was not that handy.
No, he really wasn't.
No,
but their dad was. Like
my father was very handy too.
Yeah, so they come by.
So they
in,
they
in
got
a good
it genetically
way.
In other places.
In other places. Well, we want to welcome everyone to the show. Now that we've gone off on this tangent of pipes, we do this. We digress. Tonight's show is going to be a wonderful show for lots of reasons, but I'm really excited about the show tonight. The reason is the show is titled How to Attract Love and Money and Happiness into Your Life. And I'm not saying love or money will give you happiness.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is happiness makes – you're happy if you're happy.
Right.
Whatever that is to you, is that having a companion, living alone? Is it finding peace and serenity? Whatever that is. And money, what does that mean? Does it mean just having a roof over your head and food on the table? Does it have meaning extras? That's different to each individual person.
Right.
So I'm not saying, you know, what amount or what limits or what it is for people. I'm just saying if you want to find that inner place of bliss. And they talk about the law of attraction and the secret and manifesting your future. And I do note that I say law of attraction. If anyone reads the email I sent out, it says laws, plural of attraction. That was an autocorrect. I did not put that. And I opened the email because I sent it to everybody. And then when I opened it myself, I'm like, wait a second, that's plural. That's not
plural. Autocorrect.
It is the law. They haven't invented more laws. So there's just one law of attraction, which is basically if you think it, you can create it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about that tonight because there's been a piece missing from that equation. And I, again, talk to thousands of people all over the world. And one of the things they often will say to me is, I don't know why I'm not having success. Right,
mm-hmm.
Because the concept of the law of attraction, you know, Jerry and Esther Hicks, Abraham, right, and also, you know, if you read any of the other, The Secret by Rhonda Brent, it's all about law of attraction. It's all the same thing, by the way. It is all the same thing.
Right.
But it's about if you think it, you can create it. You can create positive thoughts. And by the simplistic ways, if you think positive thoughts and only have positive interactions and even your self-talk, you
mm-hmm.
know, is positive, then positive things will come back to you. And in theory, that's correct. But when we talk about the practical side of that, people have not been experiencing that, certain people. And they're
mm-hmm.
saying, well, I have my vision board in front of me, and I don't understand. You know, I pray, I meditate, I have this vision board. And for those who don't know what a vision board is, I'm assuming you know. I don't know if you know.
I don't have a vision board,
okay,
so no.
A vision board is basically a board where all the things that you want to create or have happen in your
mm-hmm.
life, you put on this board.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a picture. Like for some people, they'll put phrases or thoughts or pictures
mm-hmm.
of houses or cars or bank accounts or things or maybe, you know, a married couple,
mm-hmm.
somebody desperately wants to get married or somebody desperately wants to get divorced, maybe just them single,
right.
you know, having a party in Rio de Janeiro, I don't know. But, you know, whatever you want, whatever your bliss
mm-hmm.
is. And so, you know, we talk a lot about pieces of the puzzle being snapped into place on this show and how, well, that's another piece of the puzzle and certain pieces have to snap in before the picture can be complete, i.e. the puzzle. And with manifesting and law of attraction, what happens is folks are utilizing the concepts that they've learned
mm-hmm.
through all of these wonderful, and there's so many meetup groups. And so, you know, in yoga, we talk about attracting positive energy as well. And as a matter of fact, that is one of the key elements. I'm not saying yoga is a key element, although it's an important element to have. But one of the things they talk about in yoga is chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the missing pieces of the puzzle, because I want you all to think, and I'm gonna say, because I was trying to think today how I can explain this in a way that would make sense. And it's very difficult. You know, I have studied this for years and read so many things and studied under so many wonderful, I've had so many mentors, you know, and people that I've read. And it's kind of like taking Tesla and Einstein and Edison and Hawking, all of them. I mean, literally the theories of relativity and quantum physics, because it is kind of part of what this is all about. And I don't want you to think, oh, my God, that's way over
like
everyone's
quantum
head.
Physics, wow.
Yeah, like you're thinking, like, how could that be? Because quantum physics does relate to this in a way. But don't worry, you don't need to know it. You don't even need to understand
Good.
It. Because I really spent a lot of time trying to break this down in very easy, simple to understand way that we're going to take the anatomical proof of the existence of chakras, your energy system and the law of attraction, and the science behind the law of attraction, which is, i.e., also the, you know, the secret, because
uh-huh.
the secret is basically the law of attraction, and how they all, when working together, that was the missing piece of the puzzle, because people are doing the law of attraction, they're practicing it, they're manifesting it, they're living the life of the secret, but certain things aren't coming to them. And we've all seen these people, like they go out and like, you know, I could tell you, I have clients who tell me after they do what I'm going to suggest you do tonight, they'll go out and they'll go somewhere and they're like, well, the girls won't stop coming over to me, or the men are like, it's like now it's like pouring, raining men. I don't understand it. Or, you know, like everything has turned around in my life. You know, money is good now and everything, and there's happiness and there's good, there's prosperity. You underwent two chakra cleansings.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a lot of things change in your life as well.
I have.
Tremendous.
I have had
things.
A lot of positive things happening.
And it's kind of hard to imagine. When you go back and think, would it be fair to say if you go back a year ago and where you are today that it's a dramatic change
yes.
in your life? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chakra cleansing works, and it is the missing piece
mm-hmm.
of...
And it's hard to, I think, for people that don't know anything about it, it's hard to understand.
It's a very, you know, I actually have a presentation that I do when people come into my healing center on how the chakras work and neopeptides and all this. And I realized just the name of it sounds scary. It's shock,
mm-hmm.
chakra. I don't want to get shocked. I don't, you know, what is this? I don't know what this is. And so, you know, it's scary and it's confusing. And so I want to talk about that tonight. And we are definitely going to be doing readings this evening, and you can call in for those readings. You can call us in at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And call in, and we'll be doing our mini psychic angel readings tonight. But we are going to take some time here and talk about this, because I think this is so critical. Let's talk about these three things and how they intertwine. And
okay.
You don't need a science degree. You don't need, you know, and for me, it's kind of like the light bulb going off. And I will tell everybody, today was one of the first days I didn't go to church in a really long time.
Yeah, you are like clockwork.
Yes. And I was sitting at the kitchen table drinking coffee
mm-hmm.
and preparing for the show tonight.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, this, like, I can't explain it, but we've all had, have you ever had that, like, instant of clarity where, like, this just makes so much sense
yes.
to me at this moment, and then it's fleeting and it's gone,
yes.
and you're like, I wonder what that was. It was so nice. It was like this instant of clarity, but it lasted for like 4 hours.
Wow.
So like my husband's like, I'm like, I can't go to church right now, and I'm typing, and it was like really, it was. I've talked to people who are bipolar, and I'm going to tell you I'm not bipolar, but I have talked to many who are, and when I read for them and I kind of go into
mm-hmm.
them, it was like one of those moments where it was like very valid and very real, where
okay.
you just totally have total understanding. And so I just kind of it was like all the little cylinders locked into place,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, I get it. So with that being said, I've broken it down into three steps. Anyone can understand this. I'm going to talk a little bit because you need to understand some of the facts behind the science of the law of attraction, okay? So that's what I'm going to talk about. The law of attraction can totally be understood in terms of modern science. Now, why I want to talk about modern science is a lot of times people say, well, oh, those metaphysical people, or those holistic, are they, you know, oh, sure, well, that's all that, like, gobbledygook. It's not, because it's really the way the brain works. It's so similar to many other phenomena in the universe. You already know that your brain selects from virtually infinite universal possibilities in ways very similar to those that unfold in quantum physics, okay? So you can transform your life, yes, your financial life, yes, your love life, literally in less than a week. And I'm saying this. I know that's like people are like, what? Now all of a sudden, what?
Maybe we better record the show.
Yeah,
okay?
It is. And if you're listening to this in podcast, I bet you many of the people who, so tonight, after tonight, this goes into podcast, and it will be on, and people can listen to it, so you can refer it out to friends and family members, or re-listen to it again later. But literally, in less than a week, you can change your situation. And this isn't mysticism or magic. I don't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Christian. I deal with angels, and that's it. But these are proven scientific principles in action every single day, even in a laboratory, okay? So you can directly influence reality to manifest anything you desire in your life. And this is how some of the shamans have done it, miracles for centuries and centuries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, you can create abundance quickly and easily. In fact, it's the same method that's been used by some of the richest people in the world. And you ever think to yourself, well, they must know something I don't know because they're rolling in it and I'm not.
Yes, I have thought that many times.
They actually do. They practice this. This is it's kind of a secret, but it's not a secret. And that's why the book called The Secret, because it's something that a lot of people knew about, but a lot of people didn't talk about. You're actually using this process right now. In a way, this process is using you because the universe kind of guided you to the show tonight. So in a way, you're experiencing it in a slighter version. I'll explain what I mean. Many scientists today totally agree that Albert Einstein believed in what we call metaphysics, right? He knew it was there, and he talked about it. And we do create our own reality with our thoughts. We can see this even in a laboratory when we observe like subatomic particles, and our very act of observation will change how those particles manifest. So we know that our energy being present, our energy, which equals vibration, energy always equals vibration, literally changes subatomic particles. That's fact. That's science. Mm-hmm. It does not change. So we know our energy equals vibration, and it changes subatomic particles. If you take that as fact, which you have to because it's science, okay, then we just put that off to the left. So we're going to put that as the science behind the law of attraction.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm doing it this way is having worked with this for years and then trying to explain it to somebody, there's always that, well, is that like magic or voodoo or mystic? No, it's not. It's science. We have proven scientifically that your energy of you being in a certain location or thinking a certain way near subatomic particles actually changes the subatomic particles. Therefore, that energy is real. Energy equals vibration because that's how it's measured. All energy is vibration. If you go into the lab and they say, what is energy? You go, it's vibration. It's how fast and how slow it goes.
Right.
We all know how the... Right,
right.
All right. So does that make sense?
Okay, your energy equals vibration, but how does that make positive things happen?
Ah, there you go. Okay, so we're going to go to that. So now we're going to talk about your energy and the law of attraction, okay? So the best-selling DVD movie, The Secret, and also the book explores the law of attraction. I just said it like a Jersey girl. Did you hear that? Explores the law of attraction through the voices and ideas of several different scholars. And it's inspired a lot of us to take deeper notice of thoughts and feelings and intentions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we think it, if we believe it, it will be. Kind of goes back to that whole Tony Robbins thing.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, so the law of attraction states that we attract to ourselves, both consciously and unconsciously, whatever we give our attention to. So this attraction occurs whether our focus is to have something or to not have something. A good example would be people who fear a certain thing the most end up getting that certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
We see this in illnesses a lot. And it's like, wow, why would they get this illness? You know, they've been so worried they were going to get that illness.
Right, and they end up with it.
And then all of a sudden they get it. And it's because they were thinking about it constantly, like they don't want to get this.
Right.
And that's negative reinforcement, right,
mm-hmm.
Which is really what it is. And so they end up getting it. So were they, without realizing, manifesting that?
That makes sense.
Absolutely, okay. So to attract what we really want, we only want to have positive thoughts and feelings and bring those forth. Pretty simple. So the law of attraction can probably best be explained as universal energy, which obeys the science of physics, based on just three principles. Everything is energy, which it is, okay, and we all know that. Energy follows thought, and what you focus on, vibration and universal energy, matches our own vibration by giving us more of the same resonant energy. So in other words, if I am sitting here saying, oh, it's going to be a great show, I'm really positive, I'm really happy, generally it's going to be a great show, and it ends up being really good, just bam, it just happens. And you can't really control it more than that other than to have positive thoughts and positive energy. But I truly believe it with every fiber of my being that something's going to happen. You've seen me do that a lot, like where I think it's just going to be, and then it is. And then you're wondering, like, well, you know, how do you explain? Sometimes we do things or say things or create things, but we don't really know, understand the science behind it. Like,
right.
How did that create? How did that happen? How did that? And there is an exact science behind it. So now we already know that the science behind the law of attraction has to do with energy and has to do with vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Vibration is, again, that movement, that energy that we can scientifically see in a lab, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the benefits of positive thinking aren't new or a secret, but because the book and the movie, The Secret, bundles this message in such a way that it kind of refreshes our perception of ourselves as these magnificent creators of our own futures, right? But even if we've been practicing the concepts, which have been brought out so clearly in the book, in the movie, in the law of attraction, everything else, we're often kind of still experiencing something for years that we're doing it right with the right affirmations, the right intentions, the right inspired actions and visualizations, only to find out that we're not getting what we want. So what is it? You know, we're 60 days into it. What's happening? Like, you might want to be envisioning a lottery winner. You might
mm-hmm.
want to be a lot of money coming to you.
Right.
Or envisioning a new car or a new house or a new whatever. But it's not happening, and you're envisioning it. You've got your vision board. Why does this happen? There's a couple of things. And at first, I'm going to say we're not alone in the creative process. So our soul is always at work in what we do. So sometimes our soul certainly knows what's best for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have our souls, which, you know, we all know the Akashic Records. You know, we have a soul contract.
Right.
Our souls do know what's best for us. And then the second is divine timing. Sometimes God, you know, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. Whether you believe in God, the creator, the divine. But sometimes the universe simply asks us to wait until the timing is right.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be also a factor. But for most people, the third factor is the problem, and that is the manifestation of our own personal energy system, which can both not only support but also challenge our abilities. So if we don't have a clear energy system, then we don't have the key element required to fulfill the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some people that are listening to the show tonight because this is on, because we're talking about the law of attraction. I get so many calls from people who are really involved in this, who've studied it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that was not something that you read about, but I know you've heard about the power of positive thinking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we all think that if we think really positively, why is it not happening?
Right.
We talked about how you thought you were going to win the lottery, and
it wasn't happening.
It
was the longest time.
And you said to me, do you remember that? You said, I don't know why I haven't won, because I'm so sure
yes,
I'm going to,
yes.
right? Okay. And we started doing the chakra cleansing,
mm-hmm.
and we still have two more that
yep.
I want to do. And I think you're going to be shocked at what happens.
Well, if I win the lottery after all this.
You're going to say, when.
When
yes, you win.
When.
Right? Because this is it, okay? The human energy system includes the upward and the downward flow of universal energy into the human body and the seven major chakras or energy vortexes that attach to your spinal column. Now, I want to talk about chakras, and I kind of want to go to the anatomical proof of the existence of chakras, because if I do that, then I think you'll understand this a little better, but at the same time, I kind of want to continue on talking about, you know, the science of the law of attraction
mm-hmm.
and how it works and the energy. So your thoughts have energy that instantly impact your system. Have you ever felt like you received a sudden kind of, like an exchange with someone? You've ever met someone, you have this incredible exchange, and it just seemed like it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because your personal power, your third chakra, was so strong, and how you felt about that situation or that person, it superseded absolutely everything else you had, kind of magnifying itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet someone, you just feel that, you know, you've met someone, you're like, I just felt really connected
yes,
to them.
Yes, I've had people like that.
Yeah, and that's your personal power. So, okay, that's the opening up and responding. Once you have a thought that produces joy, your energy system responds by aligning with the highest aspects of yourself, experiences of joy from past, present, and future. And it all comes flooding through at the same time. But a little bit of stress in your life can also bring a flood of sadness. It could bring depression, especially if it's from the past. And so whether we produce thoughts that make us feel good or produce thoughts that make us feel bad, we will still attract similar energy to us. It's why when we get up and we get off on the wrong side of the bed because we forgot to set our alarm, then we didn't lay our clothes out the night before, and we have to iron them, then we have to change a new outfit. Now we're not happy with what we're wearing. We don't have time to have our second cup of coffee. Our day is miserable. So, and then the rest of the day just seems like it goes to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we've started creating negative energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we attracting? Like energy attracts like energy.
That's true.
A scientific fact, or like magnets that way.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're having a bad day and we're feeling negative and we're not happy and it just seems like it gets worse and worse. I personally had a day like that last week. Jessica, I will not ask you to say what I said in this past. But it was a really, you know, I will admit I'm usually Susie,
you're
annoyingly.
You're very positive, yes.
But I had a day
where
that
day you were not.
Oh, my gosh. And I sent some text to Jessica, probably using some language that I don't think I've ever used in a text like that before.
Not altogether, no.
And repeatedly.
And I was at work going,
wow,
what's happening? Wow,
she is really. There were just a bunch of things that were piling on top of each other. And so it hit me after about 3 hours. So I was like, whoa, this is, like, not good, and I need to, like, back off it. So I stopped, and I did deep breathing, and I did a little bit of meditation, and I did some chakra cleansing myself with bowls and music that I have here, right here on my desk that I keep all the time. And it literally, I couldn't get tense after that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I was talking to Jessica about it in the car the other day because I remember that day I kept clenching my fists. I was so,
That was a lot of emotion.
It was, and it wasn't anything, it wasn't anything serious. It was just stupid stuff that just kept piling up that I was, like, frustrated because I had no control over certain things.
Yes.
And I had to deal with service companies and issues and things that weren't getting done, and I was getting really frustrated. So I remember I was telling her about it when we went to a really cool thing we went to on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I was talking about it, and I was saying I was so angry. And I, for a minute, I went to clench my fists. And then I stopped, like I couldn't clench them. Do you remember? I was in the car. I was like,
yeah, I don't really remember that.
I remember driving, going, yeah, I was just so. And I was looking at my hand. I'm thinking, I can't even clench it now if I want to because, like, my mind is telling me no, don't do that because that's duplicating the negative, right? So, like, you just kind of program your mind not to do it. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, but there are ways to do this. So, positive thinking. Manifesting, doing the law of attraction, reading the secret, all wonderful things. But if your chakras are not cleansed, let me tell you what happens. Because the universal energy that we get throughout our body goes up and down, which I'm about to explain to you in an extremely boring way, I hope not, you can have blockages. So let me explain it this way. Have you ever been to the hospital and seen somebody who's on one of those IVs with those plastic tubing?
Mm-hmm.
You can pinch the plastic tubing if you want, and it would stop the flow of material that's going in. I want you to imagine that going from your brain all the way down to the tail of your spine is one of those plastic tubes.
Okay.
Okay? And each single one of them is one of your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just for the heck of it, we're going to put one of those clamshell. How about I say it right? Clamshell. You know the clips?
Yeah.
Those metal ones?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put one around the third chakra.
Okay.
Okay. One, two. It's your throat chakra. Okay, three.
Okay.
I'm going to put one right there. And then we're going to put one down, probably around your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, now we're going to take the top of that tube and we're going to pour water into it. Is any water going to get past your third chakra?
No.
Is it going to get past your heart chakra?
No.
No. It's not going to get past because it's shut.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose we lessen the tension on the clamshell clip a little bit and we slide it a little off, then a little water might get through. What do you think is going to happen to all the water we're pouring into the top?
It's not all going to go through.
Right, and it's going to back up.
It's going to back up, right.
And it's going to start to flow out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in a weird way, that's kind of an analogy. What happens to the things, things aren't flowing right. So I kind of came up with this saying today, and I liked it so much that I went and I did a copyright of it because I liked it. Yeah. And you're going to ask me what it is, and it's like the silliest little saying in the world, but I really liked it. And the saying is, the recipe to the success of your life is not cooked up in the kitchen. It's created in your brain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that saying, and I'll probably end up doing something with that down the road because I really liked it.
Okay.
It's true. The recipe to success in your life is not cooked up in your kitchen. It happens in your brain. And the reason why it happens in your brain, get ready for this. Anyone who's taken any kind of, anyone who studied to be a doctor or anyone who studied to be a nurse or anyone who studied anatomy gets this. They call it the little man. I'll explain. For those of you who haven't, you'll laugh at this. Let's go with this. Modern science has been trying to prove the existence of chakras. In 2007, Sandra and Matthew Blakesley published a book called The Body Has a Mind of Its Own. And in the book, they trace the history of body maps from the time of neuroscientist Alfred Penfield. And according to the book, Penfield successfully identified the functions of specific parts of the brain that run our bodies. And he called the body map that as a whole the homunculus. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right, homunculus, which translates little man in Latin, okay? It was kind of cute because the advancement of neuroscience now has led to the discovery of these actual body maps within the brain. And now more than ever, we're seeing that the body is a mirror of, quote, the homunculus, or the little man, I'm going to call it because it's kind of funny, on the top floor inside your head. Okay. So they say if you look at, and I put it out in the email today, if you look at the brain under an MRI and or if you were to slice the brain in pathology, you would almost look like there's a little man all crunched up in a fetal position bending over. That's another reason why they call it the little man.
Okay.
We know which part of the brain thinks of certain things. So the footprints of the psyche can be observed at work during brain scans. This is really cool. So we know which part of the brain lights up when we think of food, sex, religion, or even our neighbor next door.
Okay.
And sometimes we're thinking about that all at once, and if you are, you're a freak. But anyway, but we know when the brain lights up.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that, right? So if we were to overlay a diagram of the chakras, okay, on the human brain, we'll find an incredibly exact, surprising match. It's as though the chakras are running down a little man crouched in a fetal position inside our skulls. Now, I'm calling him again the little man. It's not a little man. Don't think you got a little troll living in your head, but it looks like a little man. And anyone who took anatomy class knows what I'm talking about. And this amazing coincidence, not only is the brain consistent with the thought processes of the different chakra groupings, but they're also the exact same anatomical equivalents in the human body. As the little man, you go down his spine, it's exactly different parts. So we're going to go through the seven main chakras. And now you're going to... Is this bringing it into a little bit better? Because it's so hard. This is normally would be like a day class at least,
right?
Or maybe a weekend class, and I'm trying to kind of put it in a very short period of time
right.
so that people can understand it. So now we know that our brain lights up in certain ways. The seventh chakra, the connection to the divine, is located at the top of your head, the prefrontal cortex. It's a feature of the human brain more developed than all of our cousins, whether they be apes or not. It's the command center. So studies have shown that the higher states of concentration, free will, feelings of oneness, altruism, all focused in this region. And if the brain was a little man crouching inside of our skulls at the prefrontal cortex, which is the crown, the top, the way our crown is the crown on the top of our head, this chakra, the crown, is where we connect with the divine. So if you're connected to a higher power, you feel the oneness of the universe resulting from altruism and harmony, that's the crown chakra, and that's what it represents. It's at the very front of the crouching man. The sixth chakra, the center that governs foresight. Okay, this is the eye region, and it's next to the prefrontal cortex and the rest of the brain. So it's divided into two hemispheres, and this is really interesting. The left and the right each govern visual and like verbal inputs that come in, and they gather all the information from the eyes and the ears and working with the lobes, sound and sight perception on the outside world, and then they negotiate it within that thin membrane between the hemispheres known as the corpus callosum, and then the pineal gland that lies to the right below it is linked to the visions of the third eye experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So these are a lot of words. However, these are the traits that aptly describe the hemispheres on the right and left side, but also the male and a female in terms of the negative and positive energies we have. And so this is why we call it the foresight, because it allows what we have, the Ida and the Nada, it's hard to explain without kind of showing you pictures, but the male and the female in esoteric terms pertain to negative and positive energies, and it's what's gathered and the focus that's given to it. And this is linked to your hearing, your sight, and your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it governs our foresight, whether we view it positively or negatively. And it depends on which one, the left or the right. They give it male, female. I would like to say it's not necessarily male or female. It's positive or negative. But that's what guides us. So if it goes to the one, it's negative. If it goes to the right,
mm-hmm.
it's positive. And so we put it in whichever one side, whichever lobe we decide, and that's how we perceive it.
Right.
So if we want to have good foresight and we want to be able to be more enlightened, what are we going to do? We're going to make sure that we only view it in the positive,
mm-hmm.
in the right lobe, right? So then let's go down to the next one, your throat, okay, which is the fifth chakra. This is a small portion in the frontal brain, right below the frontal eye field, and it is the region of the brain that helps us produce speech, and it works with what's called Wernicke's area, and it's to produce and decode language. Simply, that's it. And so the throat chakra is associated with, obviously, communication and expression. And they say that, you know, we're going to understand whether we speak English or German or Japanese or Chinese,
uh-huh.
or whatever other, I don't know, whatever you speak, you're going to, the brain's going to understand it. So our brains aren't just programmed for English. We're not born just under.
Right.
So we can learn in whatever understanding that we understand and communicate with whatever ability we have of language we have, but that communication ability is there. And so that's what the fifth and the throat chakra does. If that's blocked, what people will see is that they're not communicating in a way that's efficient. Their point isn't getting across, or they're coming across as aggressive, or they're not making their point,
uh-huh.
and they're being maybe they're shy, maybe they're insecure, maybe they're afraid to say their true feelings, maybe they're holding things back, or maybe they're so afraid that they're going to be taken advantage of, they like to get it all out there right
uh-huh.
away. So it's out of balance. It's not right.
Right.
And that's why we say we have to balance your chakras. Because if something's not balanced, like in an orchestra, if the violin's not tuned and things like that, it doesn't sound as good. If you make your grandmother's Toll House cookies,
mm-hmm.
right, and you don't have the recipe right, and you don't put vanilla in, and you don't have the right chocolate morsels,
mm-hmm.
and maybe just a little too less salt, it's not right. And you're
it'll
like,
be terrible.
Something's not right, and
mm-hmm.
I want it to be right, but what is it? And so this truly is like the missing ingredient to having law of attraction and the secret and manifesting work in your life. So let's go down to the fourth chakra, the ruler of love, harmony, and marriage. Now, I know a lot of people on the radio tonight are listening to this thinking, that's what I want.
Right.
You know, I want love. I want marriage. I want harmony. And I don't think, and I again, I'm talking in generalizations here. I don't think anybody really wants, you know, we want to be happy, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
Is happiness finding the perfect, you know, as a female, for me, happiness is having the perfect man to do all the chores. No, I'm kidding. To do everything around the house, you know, to be there with me, to experience life with me, to the yin
to
and
be a
the
partner.
Yang. Yeah, to be a true life partner. You know, for some people, happiness is just having somebody there to, you know, mow the lawn and not take a part of their life. If that's what happiness is to you, go for it. That's fine. But what does happiness mean to you?
Uh-huh.
You know, I think happiness is again perceived for each individual the way it is. But this chakra, this fourth chakra, directly related to the heart chakra, is deep in the medial brain, in a region that lies kind of right beneath the fourth chakra that we just talked about, which we call the third chakra, right? And so it's orchestrated in the brain, and it's responsible for the circulation of hormones, the way the heart circulates, the way the bloodstream circulates around your body, and this area connects all the parts. And the front with the bottom and the left and the right together. Makes sense? because we were talking about the top crown.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the left and the right lobes. Now we're talking about the bottom coming together. And it's a major enabler of deliberate movement and the thermostat of the brain, basically. That's
mm-hmm.
what it's called. Kind of when you think about, like, you know what I'm saying, that it, you know, it connects your, it's your hormones, and it also deals with other areas of the brain and also your thyroid. You kind of think, okay, thermostat, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that kind of makes sense. It's said to be responsible for the generation of emotions.
Okay.
That makes sense. All right. So this is the heart chakra, and this will rule marriage, commitment, relationship. If this is blocked, we are sending out what kind of energy? This is really important. This is so important. I'm going to stop now, and I want you to remember, subatomic particles
mm-hmm.
can tell when you have energy there, when you're standing there just watching them and you're manifesting a thought. They move and change their vibrational speed. If that's happening and you're sending out negative energy when you're out trying to meet people, is it possible that you're changing your vibrational speed and attracting negative energy? Do you see where it all
comes
from?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So people who say, I really want to meet someone, I want to so bad, I want to meet the perfect guy and get married. But at the same time, and all you people listening to me, I know you're listening because I talk to you every day. I know you're on the show tonight. So is it possible that you're sitting there saying, gosh, I want to meet the right guy, but I never do. I'm
mm-hmm.
never going to meet. Because that's
mm-hmm.
that loop, that internal self-speak that we do that needs to stop.
Right.
Okay? So now I'm going to introduce a new term. I told you about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new term. I call it HIPCRA. It's hypnosis and chakra together. So we change the internal self-speak, and then we do the chakra cleansing and healing at
mm-hmm.
the same time. In one session, so that we can open up the chakras, but also change the negative self speak. Because if you keep telling yourself, I wanna be a really, really good dancer, and I wanna win that contest, but I never do. This is the fifth year. I never win. So, you know, you said one time you want to win, but
uh-huh.
then after that, I never do. It's the fifth year. Negative, negative, negative. What are you attracting? Negative or positive?
Negative,
right?
Yeah.
So those negative, you know, that energy,
uh-huh.
that vibrations, we draw to ourselves and we don't even realize it. And I truly think that really successful people, a lot of them didn't know they were doing the secret and manifesting and the law of attraction. But they were doing it because they were limiting the negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people learn to limit the negative self-talk because they either went through counseling, went through hypnosis, or recognized that they were defeating themselves.
Right.
So sometimes we don't know why something works. It just works,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to mess with it. But these are the reasons why. And this is why chakra cleansing and healing is one of the missing key ingredients to being able to manifest what you want and actually utilize the law of attraction in your life. So let's go down to the third chakra, the seat of courage. That's a big one. This is below the medial brain in the area of three lobes, and I could tell you what they are. It's temporal, parietal, I can't say the third one, occipital. This is an area.
Occipital?
Just believe me, it sounds like that, something like that. This area is working with the limbic system, the part that mediates emotions and memory. Emotions and memory. Remember 50 first dates?
Mm-hmm.
Memory?
Yep.
Okay. In her, this was the part of the brain that wasn't working so good. Right.
Her short-term memory.
Short-term memory, right? Emotions and memory. So these lobes enable the sensation of time and space,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. With memory, spatial and emotional associations, it will influence your actions, and you know who you are and where you are in relation to the world. These are talked about and how they influence the lobes to your body. In that book I mentioned earlier, The Body Has a Mind of Its Own, which now, of course, science has proven. And they explained how someone thin can look at themselves in the mirror and still see fatness because that's what they grew up with, causing more cravings and more comfort for food. Do you see what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? This is they're looking and they're seeing.
Right.
But they're not really seeing, are they? Right? Okay. So it's the interpretation of reality that gives the lobes its power to influence perception. Okay? So bear with me here. You literally become what you think you are. So the third chakra the heart, one beneath the heart chakra, the solar plexus chakra, and the stomach chakra is associated with identity.
Mm-hmm.
We call this the third chakra or the solar plexus. It is also your seat of courage. And in the human brain, this is found within the temporal lobe. And it's where we have our fight or flight response.
Okay.
Important for someone you know.
Yes.
Okay. It's where it sits. It's in the third chakra. We all know people who sometimes they get anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They have, great deal of anxiety.
It creates a lot of problems.
Yeah, it does. And
they get that fight or flight a lot.
And they got to do something. And panic attacks can be very scary.
They can be debilitating, too.
Very debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
Working with the third chakra, in conjunction with clearing and opening up, making sure all the other active ones are active and working, can stop this. And you can actually start to see the reality of things, change your perception to something positive. So what you're spitting out is positive, therefore what you're attracting, the vibration,
mm-hmm.
the subatomic particles, are now positive too. So think of the human body as a huge magnet that's going to attract whatever energy you're creating either in word,
mm-hmm.
in thought. That's the problem, because people don't realize thoughts have energy, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they do when we're standing there looking at the subatomic particles, we can see scientifically our thoughts can change the way they vibrate. That's it. I mean, it is interesting. Let's go to the second chakra, the center of human creativity and power. Okay? So Leonardo da Vinci, man, he must have had a rocking second chakra. But seriously, you think, you know, this is where the seat of creativity is, right? So this is between the lobes, and it's separated by the cerebrum and the cerebellum. And it's also known as another name that I'm not going to give it to you because I can't pronounce it right. But it's like a reptile's brain. No, I'm not saying we have reptile brains, but hear me out here. It's responsible for the desire for social dominance, lust, and other unsavory human traits. But it also connects the two halves of the cerebellum, the way the thalamus region connects to the hemispheres. And it's mainly responsible for self-protection and the meeting and needing of all your bodily needs, okay? So it's where primal energy is derived from, and the fact that you might have heard the word kundalini, a powerful primal force in yoga, that's where it's found. In yoga, we hear the word chakras all the time,
mm-hmm.
energy centers, usually portrayed in pictures as coils, okay? I could tell you something that would blow your mind. DNA can be changed by sound resonance at a specific hertz. So if we have a certain number of hertz, DNA can actually be changed. And if you put sand on a scientific sounding plate, and then you play the correct hertz, which is how they use sound therapy. We've all heard of sound
mm-hmm.
therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If you put sand on a plate and you play sound therapy at a specific hertz, and I won't go into that now because that will just blow your mind. But if you were to do that, the helix that would come out of it and the spiral and the pattern would look just like what you would see if you were looking at the perfect DNA picture under a microscope.
Hmm.
And that's why they're saying this music played for people who are sick and not sick can
mm-hmm.
heal. They're actually saying it can heal, like, especially if you're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a specific hertz of music continuously and building it up can actually create your DNA to change back to the way it was.
Ooh.
And there's studies being done on this now, and there's some talk that has come out recently that's been really interesting. As a matter of fact, Dr. Oz was one of them who just came out and said something really interesting, and I'll mention that in a few minutes. But it's amazing what they've discovered. His actual quote was, Dr. Oz said, in quote, "We're beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but we could never measure." And he said, as we get better at understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize that the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine, energy also in sound. And it's not the mechanistic part of the joints moving, and it's not the chemistry of our body. It's the understanding for the first time how energy can influence how we feel and also how we can heal.
Mm.
So it's really kind of interesting. But I want to go back to the second chakra because I digressed. It's usually portrayed as a coil, and it's believed that the reptilian brain is in charge of a body memory, which is like driving, riding a bike, playing the piano. It's like an autonomic thing, right? It's automatic. And maybe when altruism and forward thinking become an automatic program in your brain, that's when you've achieved that awakening state of complete giving and open,
mm-hmm.
you know, kundalini. But the second chakra is absolutely all about the center of human creativity and power. And the more powerful you are, the more that you can create. Neurologically speaking, anything that is automatic, that's positive, can only bring positive things back. So you can supercharge that. And then the first chakra, it's the connection between the earth, the energy center for all survival. It's at the base of the spine and the feet, and it's the last part of the brain where it branches out and it connects to the spinal column. And the brain stem obviously regulates all involuntary functions, the brain that keeps itself and the body going. It's also in charge of our sleep-wake cycles, breathing, all kind of bodily functions. The root chakra is also known as the chakra of survival. And when your basic needs are met, your root chakra, it's going to be healthy. And that doesn't mean you're going to be living in a 6,000-square-foot mansion and you're driving a Maserati. It says if your basic needs are met, I mean, you've got a house, a roof over your head.
Uh-huh.
You've got food on the table. You've got friends and people in your life that are important. Maybe you have that companion or that husband or that wife that you've always wanted. Your basic needs
are met.
That's
all you need. Yeah.
That's all you need. And again, if you want more, you can create more. But your basic needs for survival have been met. And food and shelter issues are no longer an issue. And so when they do become an issue, that's when your first chakra starts to weaken. And when that happens, you also see this found when you have back pain or
mm-hmm.
weakness in your feet, diabetes, legs, feet, neuropathy, et cetera.
Mm.
And that's when you don't feel like – so a lot of people as they get older – and they have to retire, and their income's not so great. Now they're saying, well, my standard of living is going to change. I have to downsize. I don't like this. All of a sudden, they start to get back issues and neuropathy and diabetes
mm-hmm.
issues. And it's all related to having to deal with having less, in this case, less financial
mm-hmm.
Opportunity than they had before. And so their first chakra is starting to weaken because it's connected to their ability to survive. And so we go in and during chakra cleansing, and what I call HIPCRA, because we're doing hypnosis and chakra, and chakra is scary, so now I like calling it HIPCRA because it sounds like it's hip and it's cranky, I don't know, but it's HIPCRA. It's what I've now deemed it, and I do this, and I do this in my healing center, and I do it over the phone. And if you've never had one, you must get it done. And what this will do is this will allow you to then use the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And visualize and manifest and read The Secret and actually make it happen, because you can do all those things right. And if you have those shell clam clips
mm-hmm.
on your tube running down your chakras, it's not going to happen. And you could be doing everything right except that one thing. You could be making the perfect grandmother Toll House cookies except for the salt ratio is off and they're just not right and it's not working and you don't know why. And so, in short, this is where this can make an amazing difference. I'll leave you with one really cool thought, and I thought this was really neat. There was a film made in the Himalayas in the 1930s, and it was showing a group of Tibetan monks who, with the use of ordinary Tibetan musical instruments, would gather into a pie-shaped configuration and direct their playing towards a huge, huge, huge boulder that was located on the ground roughly about 150 feet away, and at the base of a sheer rising mountain wall. About 3 minutes after the concert began, the boulder would start to vibrate and then would eventually lift the ground off the ground, and moments later it would shoot up about 150 feet into the air and would land on a ledge above it where other monks were using the boulders to seal the entrance of meditation enclaves that they had cut into the sides of the mountain.
Oh, wow.
And this is all done with, what did we just talk about? Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, vibration.
Right.
Okay.
That's amazing.
you could take that and your brain can maybe say, the pyramids, how did they move that stuff? Musical instruments have been found in those pyramids as well.
Really?
Just food for thought. There's a lot more in that. We won't go into it. But learning all this many years ago and studying it for years, I am a member of the Sound Healers Association. I work closely with them. There's some phenomenal things. You see it on my website. I'm telling you, if you haven't had a chakra cleansing done, you need to get it done because this really works. It has a multitude of changes for people. There's a book by Dr. Mitchell Gaynor called The Healing Power of Sound. He is an oncologist at Cornell University and a wonderful man and wonderful doctor, and has been a mentor to me. And he believes very much in the healing and centering and clearing the chakras. He also believes in eating healthy, eating organic, very important. But you've heard me talk a lot about people who've had chakra cleansing. It can alter depression. It can change cancer. People who have, you know, stage 4 cancer who are given no options left. It has changed people, regenerated heart tissue. It has done amazing things. Yes, I do believe in it 100%, and if I didn't, I wouldn't be talking about it. So if people want to look into that, go to my website, go to Chakra Healing. It's one of the tabs. It is phenomenal, and it can change your life, and I highly recommend it for anybody.
And maybe you should tell them your website.
Oh, yeah, my website. That's a good idea. My website is drginny.com, drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. And you can read all about it there. You can read about chakra cleansing. I know it was a big subject for us to tackle tonight. I know that it was very lengthy.
Uh-huh.
But if you understand the science behind the law of attraction and you understand how your energy system and the law of attraction is linked, and then you understand the anatomical proof of the existence of the chakras, then you can understand how we've all been missing a piece of that puzzle. Now, if you don't have that piece in place, the rest of it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's really interesting.
You know? Yeah, that was my moment of clarity this morning, was to link these three together in a way that might be able to be understood.
No, it makes total sense.
So I hope everyone enjoyed that.
I think everybody needs chakra cleansing, it sounds like.
It sounds like
that's just the key to everything working properly.
It really is, because it handles everything that we talk about. And, you know, when we hear sound healing or crystal healing or vibration healing or Reiki healing, or it's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chakra cleansing and healing is the same. They're basically all the same. We're using vibration to create a healing in your body so that everything can flow and communicate. And we, you know, I haven't gone into all the, believe it or not, there's so many more technical terms I could have gone into that would lose people. And that's because it lost me when I first started studying it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sat there with books. I always have books on my desk, and I'm studying and reading it. But I remember when I first learned about this, it was, like, so mind-altering for me. Like, could this be? And is this just, like, is this just stuff people are talking about? I'm good with talking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see proof. Show me the scientific proof that, for instance, when the soul dies, the body weighs less.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that is true. And they have done so. That's proof,
mm-hmm.
You know. I mean, you know, it's amazing that God has to perform all these wonderful miracles over and over again to get us to believe that he exists.
I know, right?
But the reality is, you know, we do have scientific proof of certain things happening, certain things that have happened that people proved again and again and again and again that these things are real. But I wanted scientific proof that our energy systems and the law of attraction and all these things is manifesting. How does it work with energy and chakras, and is that a real thing or not? And it is, in fact, a real thing.
Hmm.
And so now we have the scientific proof. Now we just have to utilize it.
Right.
You know, now you have the tool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how to do it, and you know that it's scientifically proven and it's a real thing. And I know you're going to get off this radio show tonight, and you're going to think to yourself, now, exactly how did she say that? Go back into the podcast. You can listen to it 100 different times if you want to. But these are very resolute things. And there are some people out there, and you know exactly who I'm talking to, many of you, who sit there and say, you know, I do everything right, but it just seems like I keep having bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad luck. You probably never had your chakras cleansed, and if you did, you didn't have it done right.
Right.
Because if it's done right, when I do a chakra cleansing, it could take an hour. It could take 2 hours. I'm not going to stop till it's done. Then when it's done, I'm sending you a toning CD. so you can hear it and keep those chakras open.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that can alter a chakra cleansing sometimes is you start to fall into that negative thought process, and then we need to do it again. But that's okay. We can do it again.
Right.
That's the glory of God giving us another tomorrow, right? The
mm-hmm.
sun will rise, and you can get another chakra cleansing. You can open them up. They're not going to be blocked. Listening to the CD will keep them open because it uses the sound therapy that I was just talking about to keep them open and flowing. If you don't have your pipes open, you're not going to get water in your house, and you're not going to be able to have a manifesting life that you want. So there you go. So there. Whew.
Well, that was a lot of information.
It was. So let me have a drink of water. I'll do a very short song, and then we'll get to the readings. And I hope everybody enjoyed this. We'll be back in two. With the Christian Psychic Cafe. I am Dr. Ginny. I'm here with
Jessica.
And we were just talking about our segment we did on how you can create and manifest everything you want in life. by using the law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
the secret, in quotation marks, and most importantly, that missing puzzle piece, having your chakras cleansed and cleared so that they're operating, so that all that stuff you've been doing can actually work.
Well, if it's that simple.
It truly is.
It sounds so amazing.
It's so amazing. And
obviously that's the way your body was designed to function.
I know that when I read The Secret, I was like, oh, man, I've always been doing this, but I didn't know what I was doing. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was doing. And then you're like, okay, this makes sense to me. We were just talking about our parents and how they were.
Right. And they do have an effect on how you
how
react.
How you think and how you feel and how you're that self-talk that
yes.
we give
mm-hmm.
ourselves. And that self-talk needs to be positive. Because,
it does.
You know, it's so funny because I think if we think about our own kids, right,
mm-hmm.
like would we do anything less than positive self-talk? Like, you know, how many times do we tell our children we're proud of them
oh
and
my
we
gosh,
love them
yeah.
and they're awesome and they're
mm-hmm.
great? You know, we do that all the
yes.
time. And it's hard to imagine that we should do anything less to ourselves.
Right.
Right?
You're right. I mean, you're right.
Really, right?
Because you deserve just as much.
Oh, my, you do. I mean, you know, we love having people around us, family and friends and husbands and spouses and whatever, but in the end, it's just you.
Right.
In the end, you are responsible for you,
mm-hmm.
and you better take care of that you that you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, your soul. Is what you got, and it's what you're going into eternity with. So you better take care of it, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
take care of it.
And that makes sense.
It really does. It really does. With that said, let's go ahead and take our next call, or our first call, because it's the first one we're taking tonight. This caller is calling in from area code 215 with a prefix of 852, and hopefully you're going to be on the line now.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me tell you, that was very interesting.
It wasn't too overwhelming?
No.
Good.
Everything
good.
You said is vision board. I did one when I was in high school. I did just random for a class project, and you know, everything that I put on there, I hit. I got
amen.
And I succeeded at. And I did
beautiful.
Just recently did one a while ago about a job, and you know, I am working that job that I put down. I had it
see?
All over.
See?
I'm working
it,
for that
it
company,
worked.
And I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it works. It really works. And
yes.
and you work it, and it works, right? That's it?
Yes. Yes, it
plain
does.
And simple.
It does.
Thank you for saying that, and thank you for listening to the first half of the show. I know it was a little longer than I anticipated it, but it's a
it
really big topic. Yeah, good. I'm glad. How can I help you tonight, Jennifer?
Okay. I have been talking to a guy, and very nice guy, and all of a sudden he's like, I don't know, like hiding. I don't know what's going on with him.
He's kind of like hiding. Okay, so here's the thing. I see he's done the pullback, right?
Yeah, big time.
Yep. And I think one of the reasons he's done the pullback is he got nervous. Yeah, he got really nervous. And when people get nervous, they do the fight or flight thing, right? He did the flight thing.
Yeah.
So he pulled back.
Yeah.
So now we know what chakra he needs cleansed. But more than that, I think that what's going on with him right now is he just needs to feel like he kind of felt like it was moving too fast. Does that make sense?
I don't know.
But you're like,
I
don't see how, but yeah, right?
I don't see. I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't see how, but it was like very intense conversation to all of a sudden, you're going to meet somebody at your new job. You'll do good. Don't worry. And I just was like, wow.
Yeah.
Blown
yeah.
away.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Very hurt.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think that he went too fast too quick. And again, that measure is different for each and every person. But because he did that, he pulled back. He did the pullback. And right now, the best thing for you to do to make this work well and easy and like a piece of cake for you, you pull back too, but you keep up connection. Keep communication somehow, some way, but very non-threatening. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do that,
yeah,
and I think you'll see that things go very, very easy, because I think you can reel this fish back in, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think he's done with me.
Oh, no, he's not.
He's
but
not.
You, what I'm saying
no.
is you can reel him back in, get him closer, but you got to soft toe a little bit, soft shoe it. You know what I'm saying?
About.
I know.
I got a question about estimated. How long do you feel?
I really only think that we're talking about 3 weeks here.
Okay.
That's all I think we're talking about. I got the number 3, and I was like, 3 months, and they're like, no, 3 weeks is probably more of what it's going to be. And you can handle that.
I can. I'm getting my life together.
Yep, you are.
I am, but
board up, your vision board up, you're doing well.
Yeah, but I'm just like, really? I'm like, he really went a 180 turnaround from everything he was saying to me, just to like almost like slamming the door in my face. And I'm like, really?
So that is like, okay, so we're going to say this is like a gut reaction, a gut punch reaction, correct?
Correct.
Right, of course. So when you have a gut punch reaction like that, right? Right? That's like, bam, and he got scared. And why would he get, because in order to have a gut punch reaction, something had to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's a gut punch reaction. And he's responding with a gut punch move. I mean, that's what he's doing. It stinks that it is that way, but it is the way it goes. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to bring them back in slowly, reel them back in nice and slow, and then you should be okay, you know.
I even called him the other day, and he put it, like, right over the voicemail. I'm like, really?
Really? Because you hate that. Isn't that don't you want to say, like, what the heck is wrong with you? Are you kidding me?
I wrote him a nice little note. I just said, I don't leave messages. Here's a message for you. Have a good day.
Right.
That's
there you
I'm
go.
I'm sure
good.
I'll hear from him again. Yeah.
Oh no, you're gonna. I guarantee you're gonna hear from him. There's absolutely no doubt that you're gonna hear from him. Don't worry about that. Okay. Just know that this was a gut punch reaction for him. That's why he took the 180 degree turn. And you're thinking, well, I didn't gut punch him. I didn't hit him with anything. I didn't say let's get married. I didn't do anything like that. No. But what happened was he suddenly got scared. And it was the fight or flight thing.
Gotcha.
Okay, so there you go.
Gotcha.
So I think that will help you.
Thank you. Yes.
You're very,
yes,
very welcome. And
you rock.
I very much. He's blocked. He needs a chakra cleansing. And the reality is, you can reel him in slow, and this time you have the conversation. And tell him, you know, this is not the way to handle it, because this is like throwing a bunch of tools at an engine that's not working right, which would just muck up the engine even more. You know, you need the right tool. And for him, the right tool is to talk it out and communicate with you and let him know his feelings.
Somebody said to me, is it another woman? And I said,
No. It is definitely not another woman.
Yeah, I said no. It's like he's afraid. He's afraid either because I'm moving in a very successful factor. I'm
right.
working, and maybe I intimidate him a little bit with that.
A little bit, but no, that's not it. It was the fight or flight thing. That's what got him. I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah,
that's what got him.
It is
what it is. You know, You work around it the best you can, and you move forward, and you will.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay, thank you, honey. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. God bless. And that was Jennifer calling. And, it's funny because we were just talking about the fight-or-flight response, which is the third chakra, the seat of courage,
mm-hmm.
right? And he could use a little boost in that. He probably
sounds
is
like
a little
it.
Underactive or blocked. A big boost, yes, because it happens, you know. And so, she said something. When I said that, you know, it was fight or flight, she goes, yeah, because he did like a 180-degree. And when somebody does a 180-degree turn, what is that? That's like somebody got scared.
Boom.
Somebody
gone.
Got nervous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely I don't feel any energy of another female in there, so it has to be.
He probably just got scared.
I'm sure that's how it was. You know, it happened.
Weenie head.
Because that is a scientific term.
That's
I like
my
that.
Science.
Weenie head, yes, that's pretty good. That's actually really funny. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller is calling in from area code, looks like 504 with a prefix of 813. Hopefully I can make her go live. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. I know who this is.
Oh, yeah, it is me. How are you?
It is I. I'm doing very well. This is our friend of the show from New Orleans. How are you doing?
I'm okay, I think. Things are good there, everyone as well.
Oh, good. But, good. Now, we want to hear how life is. Are you in Texas?
No, not till October.
Okay.
Yeah. So life is, it's life. It's not necessarily bad. It could be bad, but it's not bad.
Tell us what's happening.
Okay, so then trying to figure out the school thing by January, and then I basically have two options. I either go back to where I was, which is the more expensive option, but at least I have, like, resources there that will sort of help to fill that gap, or I have little local community thing, which isn't bad. Uh-huh. It'll be less money, but there'll be less resources.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to figure out something before January.
Yeah, you do. I think going back to where you were is not a great option. I know it sounds like it is probably to you right now, but it's kind of like that lesson in insanity where you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome.
I don't know. Like, you know, Mom is optimistic in that it's, like, it's going to be more expensive, but resource-wise, I could probably do some stuff, but I don't know. And so it's kind of like,
I think you can do some stuff. I think you can earn the money that you need to earn to be able to go. We are talking about going to veterinary school.
Well, right now we're talking about going back to take the science classes needed to go to veterinary school.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I do believe that you can definitely do this. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. I just got to figure out a winner before January.
You know what? You're very resourceful, and I have often wondered why you haven't started your own business. You know, I've joked with you about being the dog whisperer on the show when you've called in, but the reality is you are an encyclopedia of information when it comes to how to deal with certain pet issues, and you're really good at it, and I'm wondering why you don't try to harness that and utilize that moving forward.
Yeah, maybe I'll meditate on that.
You
it's
meditate
that
on that. While you're meditating on
like,
that,
I don't know.
You're very good with dogs. Have you ever considered? I don't know what the pay scale is at, like a PetSmart or something like that, training dogs.
Yeah.
But I think that you would become a fast favorite.
I do the pet sitting thing, and maybe I could try to, like, rally the pet sitting thing. The pet sitting clients that I have pay very well, they just, their travel habits are sporadic, and therefore it makes using it as a primary source sporadic. But then the place where I am, I know I can't be at school and still be there. Like, that's going to be impossible.
Right.
It will drive me insane. And so, yeah.
So that's not an option. So what can you do using your skills that we all know that you have to create a business that, and you've got time now to do it.
Yeah.
So if you want to go back to the other place, you can, but at the in the meantime, start trying to create this other business, because I'm telling you, that's where you need to be. You're so good at this. Like, you're so good at this.
Yeah.
I know. You're like, this is just
you
more.
You sound so confident. Yeah.
It's more than you want to have to
so
think
much.
About.
Like, yeah, I just, I don't know. It's hard enough going to, do I just apply to both schools and pick in January, or do I just pick one now?
I would apply to both and pick one in January.
Yeah.
I would say keep your options open. You know, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Keep
I'm
your
gonna
options open. You meditate on that. That's a deal, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. But I was very happy to hear the dog wasn't the source of the pool problem.
Let me tell you,
totally.
That little dog.
Oh, my God,
that,
it's the dog.
That dog is the love of my life. And, yes, we've had our moments, she and I. But she is my little constant shadow. And I just adore this dog. And, you know, they talk about dogs being therapy dogs. Now, you're going to laugh when I say this, but when I, in between clients, I have to keep her in a different area because she has a very high-pitched bark. That's really
mildly. This will pierce, this will break glass.
This it really will.
Maybe she's just talking to dolphins.
You know, I don't know what it is, but I can tell you it is the highest pitch. People come into my house and they cover their ears and go, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so it's kind of funny. And once she, you know, has her 2 minutes of barking, she's fine. But, I go to see her between clients and play with her and cuddle with her. And she is so such a joy to me. And so it's the best thing I ever did.
She's a really sweet dog, but she needs glasses.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't see well
because you walk in and then you walk away and you come back and she barks at you like she never saw you ever before.
Or church her memory loss.
I just be a little neurotic. It's okay.
Yeah, she's definitely a little erotic, but she's an absolute delight, and and everyone loves her now. I mean, like, she's the most loving dog.
She's very sweet.
You know, she just wants to sit with you and play with you and cuddle with you. And if you have if someone's sick in the house, she goes up to them, and she will just she doesn't leave their side. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's adorable, and they love it. So that's why I say she's like a little therapy dog. She's so adorable.
She'd be great for deaf people.
She really would, because they wouldn't hear her barking, and they would be like, they'd be great. Such is life. But that's what I think you should do. I think you should apply
that's
to both schools.
Do.
I think you should try and find a way that you can turn this into a more of an income for you. And I know that's saying a lot, but just promise me you'll give it 3 days of solid thought.
I'll meditate on it. I really
deal.
Will.
And you'll
when
end up going back
off,
to the other
place. I'll meditate on it.
Deal, okay? You meditate and let us know what you decide, okay?
I will. And one day when we have more time, the pastor has reemerged and the vibe was totally from him. He was totally vibing. I'm not crazy.
Really? I'm
yeah.
not surprised. But I would be careful for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying it. I wasn't crazy.
So,
totally vibing.
No. You're not definitely not crazy, and he was vibing. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to take up the whole thing.
That's a conversation that we definitely need to have, though, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, she's so much fun.
She is funny.
She's great. She's just such a good energy and such a fun person.
Oh yeah. And she'll make a great vet once she actually gets.
Oh
to
my
that.
God, she's gonna make the very best, and I'm excited for her because I know she's gonna make a good one. We're gonna go ahead and take another caller here, calling from area code. It looks like 618 with a prefix of 315. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. I was just listening. I wasn't expecting to be on the air.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Do you want me to, like, just put you back on mute?
No, it's okay.
You sure? Okay, well, can I answer a question for you? First of all, what's your first name?
It's Jane. Hi, Jenny.
Jane. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Well, how are you?
It just clicked for me. See, it just clicked. Doing very well. I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
I am.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Very, very good. Did you understand the correlation between chakras and law of attraction and all that good stuff? I think you more than anyone probably, because you've studied that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I definitely get it.
Yeah. It definitely makes sense. Well, good deal. Well, I will let you continue to listen to the show,
okay.
And I will put you back on. And I thank you for listening, okay?
Okay, thanks. Have a good
week. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And our soundboard here is doing something a little funky. So I have somebody on hold, but it's actually doing the reverse of what it's showing. So I'm going to try and...
And that's so unusual. That never happens.
Yeah, right. Good old Blog Talk Radio. We'll go ahead and take our I'm not sure we can do this because it's frozen up at the moment, which often happens here. So we're going to go ahead and take another caller here. If I can unfreeze it here, we're going to try. Okay, this caller looks like they're calling in from area code 219 with a prefix of 644. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I have a question.
I'm ready for your question.
Okay. I'm wondering about my relationship. If there's any marriage possible.
If there's any marriage possible in your relationship.
Right.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm seeing this wrong. Is there also another person in this person's life?
Not that I know of.
I'm seeing that there is not necessarily a female that you have to be afraid of, but somebody else in his life that is creating this to be a difficult situation, become a marriage situation.
Either his sister or his ex.
I'm going to go with the X because I don't feel like there's a competition factor for you at all, but I feel like the X has caused him to be so soured on the opportunity. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the stumbling mountain, if you will. I would normally say stumbling block, but in his case, it's an entire mountain. Like maybe even a mountain region, because he has just such, he's very adamant about what he doesn't want and will never allow to have happen again in his life for fear of, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, yes.
So what I will tell you is I could see a coming together, but I do not see a marriage until way, way, way after being together for a very, very, very long time.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that surprises you as much as you think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
yes,
right?
So.
Yeah. But that's what I see. Can I ask what part of the country you're calling from?
Oh, Indiana.
Beautiful. Good. Very good. Okay. That's what I see, and it doesn't mean that you can't have a relationship. It just means the marriage part may not be part of that relationship for a very long time.
Oh, wow.
I give you an example. I know a woman who was dating a guy, and then they ended up moving in together, and they were together for 23 years. And then he got sick, and then he insisted on getting married to her because he loved her and he wanted to leave her with that. Prior to that, it wasn't as important. But then when that happened is when it became important. I'm not saying he's going to get sick and die and want to marry you before that happens. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that it's one of those situations where you'll have to be together like a really long time, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. What the heck, you know? Because
okay.
He just feels so confident in it. And it will take that. But that's okay, because you could deal with that, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you can. You actually can. I really see that you can, because I feel like that's something you can work with that, you know? I really feel like you can.
Okay.
I do. Okay. What's your first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Thank you for calling in, okay, Elizabeth?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless and take care. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and take this call here. And I'm thinking this might be, I think this might be a Skype call, perhaps, or an out-of-country call.
It is a Skype call.
Ah, there you go. Great, perfect. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Helen.
Helen, welcome to the show. Helen, where are you calling from?
New York.
New York, wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm sorry you've been holding so long, but I'm glad we're able to get to you. How can I help you tonight?
Well, my question is a little similar to the previous caller, looking for a little insight into my relationship. I don't think I'm looking for marriage, but definitely wondering where this is going to go.
Okay. This is a little different. Can I ask you, does the man that you're thinking about, this sounds stupid, but does he use his hands in his job?
No.
Because the guy that I'm seeing that's for you wears some kind of uniform or covering, I can't explain it, and I mean, we all use our hands for our job. Don't misunderstand me. We do. But this is how he does some kind of something with his hands that it's not like an accountant or an attorney or a computer science guy. This is somebody who uses his hands and does something mechanical-like. That's the guy that I see for you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. Because that's not the same guy.
Right.
And that doesn't mean you can't choose this guy anyway. But the guy that I see you with for your future is that guy that I just described. Because the second I started talking to you, he came through. And when I say came through, I don't mean from the other side. I mean his vision came through to me. The vision was given to me. And that's what I saw. And so... he has darker hair, short. He has kind of a pointy nose. Now that might sound funny, but it's a strong nose, but it's sharper. You know, like some people have like a flatter, wider nose. His is not. He's got a very nice nose.
Okay.
Why do I say that? Sounds weird. I know. His hair is not long. It's worn short. It's tousled, but it's straight. It's not curly. He
okay.
has brown eyes. And he's on the taller side.
He sounds adorable.
He is kind of cute, I got to tell you. Actually, he reminds me of somebody I knew many years ago. Because when I saw him, I thought, and I was looking at him, I'm like, you know, he looks like somebody. And he has qualities of that person, so he's a good-looking guy. The thing that I'm going to tell you about this guy is he's very honest, very moral. And you think somewhat naive, but you're going to find out he's not naive. He just is that good of a person. Do you know what I mean? You know how some people that come off, you think they're naive? It's not that he doesn't know what's going on. He just chooses not to have anything to do with things. He's just very moral. And he's not the kind of guy to cut corners or to cheat people. And he won't cheat people in his business either, period.
Wow.
it's interesting because you're describing someone I hired as a contractor, not someone I'm dating.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Well, is he working in your home as a contractor?
He will be. He's not at the moment, but he's married with children.
Interesting. I can only tell you what I see. I cannot tell you how you get to it. So,
right.
Do
you have anything about the person I'm with today?
I can tell you that, and see, and I always say this to people, sometimes you'll ask me questions and I can give you what I get. I can't always tell you what you want to hear. I don't feel a connection to the person you're with today. I actually feel very little connection there at all. I feel like it's like, ho-hum, it is what it is. I'm not even sure you're that connected to him. Is that true?
Yeah, well, no, we're connected. It's just, like I said, I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm not feeling a tremendous amount of energy in that direction at all. So because of that, I'm going to say to you, it just doesn't, let's put it this way. I don't see energy connected to it and having legs. It doesn't mean it won't. But what came to me when I asked that question was that picture of this other person.
Okay, well, that's pretty interesting, and you would be the first person I'd call and let know.
Oh, please do. I'm kind of curious now. I feel like I'm involved. Listen, good luck with that, okay? And I'll say a prayer that only what's supposed to happen and for your best and highest good does happen, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
All
right.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Wow, that's been a lot of fun. You know, it's hard sometimes because you just never know, you know.
Right.
You can only get with the messages you're getting, the pictures you're getting, and I have to go with that.
And that may not be the contractor in her home. It might be somebody else.
It could be somebody
else. They could just happen to, you know, dark hair, tall, dark eyes. That could be anybody.
Could be anything, right?
You know, that's
what I know what I saw.
For her, she's picturing what you're saying, but maybe that's a little different, you know?
Right, exactly. And we won't know until it happens. And she said she'll let us know, which will be fun because then we'll get to
hear
about it. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. We've really enjoyed it. We did a lot of information on how the law of attraction, not laws of attraction, even because they added yes, law of attraction, how manifesting, how the secret all can work together, but your stumbling block is if you don't have your chakras cleansed and healed and in balance, all of that isn't going to work. So this is the missing piece of the puzzle. This is the thing that needs to be done. You want to make sure that you have your chakras cleansed and open. And hopefully we've given you enough proof tonight to be able to trust in that and believe in it and get that missing piece of the puzzle locked in so that you can truly have the future that you want.
Yeah,
and
wonderful.
No more stumbling blocks, right? That's a good thing. Jessica and I will be doing our annual pre-Halloween show this year. We're talking about it now because after the show tonight, we're going to set the date. We will be doing a live show from the Fort Menendez in St. Augustine, where we will be doing, as part of our live show, we'll also be connecting with some of the spirits that we found there once before that were tremendous.
Amazing.
And very talkative. We tried to cross them over. They weren't interested in crossing over, but they were very interested in talking with us.
Yes.
And communicating with us, and we actually do that live on the air. So we'll be setting the night, the time for that this evening, and we're very excited about that. And we've got some great shows coming up. As a matter of fact, I've got to reconnect with Father Bob and ask him the exact date of the show that he's
right.
going to be doing.
Yeah.
Because he has he wrote to me, said let's do it, and so I just have to get the date nailed down. So we'll be doing that as well. But we will be on next Sunday night, right here on 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Please feel free to keep calling in, keep listening to the show. If you want to go back and listen to the shows and podcasts, They're there in nauseam for you to
listen to. And I think
to.
This one you'll definitely want to re-listen to.
I think this is one that's worth re-listening to because it's great. We want to also thank, once again, Joe Torino. He wrote and played and produced the classical, wonderful acoustical piece. It's not so classical, but it's a beautiful, very
beautiful.
Celestial,
mm-hmm.
calming piece of music that we start the show and end the show with. And we want to thank him for that. And we look forward to hearing and speaking to you all next week. Take care. God bless.